Moments of Radio. Radio Moments.
Magic is currently London's most listened to commercial radio station, and it's exactly 25 years since that brand name first appeared on British radio.
So that's the song that starts Magic 828. It's the Beatles and Magical Mystery Tour. We've just popped the champagne cork. The smell is delicious. And the boss is covered at the moment. We'll get him a towel in a second. The brand new radio station that you're going to love over the months and weeks ahead is here. Magic 828.
Magic was my name. I'd been hired to go to Radio Air. And one of the things I had to do was to launch the new AM service. And Magic was a name that had stuck with me from my time a few years previously in the States. It's a really great brand name for a radio station, and it wasn't being used anywhere else. And I thought, yeah, that will do up here.
Phil Riley had the birth of Magic 828, the first ever station under the Magic name, albeit it was an oldies format back then. Magic was born in Leeds as Radio Air split frequencies, spawning Air FM and Magic 828. 30 years ago this week, on a long, hot summer's day in 85, Live Aid was beamed across the world on TV and radio.
It was a magnificent, wonderful day. The weather was perfect, and technically it all went pretty well until we got to the end of the afternoon when Paul McCartney's microphone didn't work. But apart from that, I mean, it was a huge achievement, and Radio 1 was doing the sound that was fed to television and networks all around the world.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid. Wembley welcomes their Royal Highnesses, the Prince and Princess of Wales.
Richard Skinner had the link you'd never want to mess up, would you? It's 41 years now since Newcastle got its commercial radio station at last. And here's a clean feed recording of the seconds just before launch.
Right, so we go straight from the actual opening to the tape, right? That tape is queued up, that is tape is not queued up. Only need one cart, the tape's ready to go, is it?
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. This is Metro Radio, 261 metres in the medium wave band, and 97 VHF. The time is 6 o'clock, and to officially open the station, here is the managing director, Mr. Bruce Lewis.
Yes, all that preparation, all those people, and they still played the tape at the wrong speed. The arrival of Metro this week in 1974.
It is 6 a.m. on Monday, the 15th of July, 1974. This is Bruce Lewis saying welcome to Metropolitan Broadcasting.
Metro's first newsreader duly identified himself.
Metro News at 6:05 with Simon Neave.
As indeed do most newsreaders.
This is Howard Philpott.
BBC News at 6:00. This is Corrie Caulfield.
This is Neil Sleat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Susan Ray.
1:00, I'm Stuart Bailey.
Bill Bingham reporting.
This is Stephen Harris reporting.
This is Ken Guy with LBC News.
And here's Richard Hemingway with Piccadilly News.
BBC News at 1:00, this is Tom Sanders.
This is Peter Donaldson.
That trend of saying, it's me reporting, has been around since this week in 1940. It began in wartime when they said listeners must be able to recognise instantly the authentic voice of BBC Broadcasting. The first chap to do that was Frank Phillips.
Yesterday, we broadcast a reminder on the proper way to take care of the gas masks that have been distributed and a warning against such strange misuses as testing the masks in gas ovens and by the exhaust pipes of motor cars. The government respirators are not designed to give any protection against ordinary domestic gas which would not be used in war.
Frank Phillips, the first newsreader to say his own name this week in 1940. And it was also on the edge of wartime that this famous comedy series began.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't care what he's been, we don't care what he's done. All we know is that we are happy to welcome that man again.
He's a man again, he's a man again, and yet the Dombey hand is here.
His 101st appearance finds this sprightly centenarian as full as ever of beans, bat chat and bonhomie.
Yes, it's that man again, first aired this week in 1939, a comedy which helped us through the war. 4 episodes were commissioned. It went on to run for 9 years.
Can I do your nails, sir?
Douglas Stewart was the first presenter of Radio 4's The World Tonight. He died this week 2 years ago. Here he reflects on how interviewing has changed over the years.
They're much more argumentative, and they make, I think, great mistake in asking three questions rolled into one, and that enables the man to pick whichever of the three questions he wants to answer. They don't think enough about getting the man to hang himself.
Douglas Stewart, who died this week in 2013. So, with the new Radio 2 logo airing 3 years ago...
Are you ready?
Whoa! Beacon launching in Shropshire 28 years ago.
Beacon Shropshire, your only 24 hours a day local radio station.
The World Service broadcasting for the last time from Bush House 3 years ago.
Its corridors deserted, its studios empty.
Gwyneth Williams appointed controller of Radio 4 5 years ago.
The cuts that I've had to take on Radio 4 taking place over a five-year period.
Radio Pembrokeshire launching 13 years ago.
At last, our county has its own local radio station.
And the sign outside the Independent Television Authority changing to say IBA 43 years ago.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority is at 70 Brompton Road, London SW3 1EY.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.